This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of the Kansas City Royals and Executive Vice President of Baseball Ops, J.J. Piccolo. J.J., I'll just start with Bobby, because I'm sure listeners are wondering that, maybe first and foremost. Just, do you have an update, the latest, maybe where things are at with Bobby Witt Jr.'s health?
Well, he felt a lot better yesterday, which is a great sign. I clearly wasn't ready to play, so we'll see how he feels coming to the ballpark today. But our hope is that he's back in the lineup tomorrow, but a lot will depend on how he feels today. So it's first time he's ever really experienced something like this. So working with him, getting him to understand, you know, not to push it, even though it's a critical time of the season. The last thing we want is for him to jump out there too early and have a setback where he's missing more games than needed. So hopefully it's a good day for him today and he's back in there tomorrow.
For a guy like Bobby, how hard is it? You know, because like we talk about this with Salvador Perez, he plays every day, JJ. Like, how hard is it to convince Bobby not to play, I guess?
Yeah, well, that's where I think this time around, this isn't the first time that Bobby's been sore. I think it's the first time he's really had something that he knew prevented him from playing. So you knew something was really up. I mean, he plays with bumps and bruises, and the guy never takes a play off. He's diving all over the field. He's running well. He's, his body takes a beating. So for him to speak up, and his back was in spasm. Luckily, there was no structural damage. It was just back spasms, and it takes a little bit for that to calm down. But when you're in a sport that requires a lot of twisting and turning, and you play the game the way Bobby plays the game, he's more at risk for things like this. So, it is difficult for him. And, just watching, I'm not with the club right now, but watching the game on TV last night, just seeing the look in his eyes and the way he was watching the game, it's really bugging him not to be in there at a critical time of the season.
When you look at the rest of the Noah Cameron tonight, then we'll talk about maybe where your playoff standings are. Noah Cameron's been going through a little bit of a shaky stretch lately for a guy who's been steadfast for a huge chunk of the season. What differences are you seeing, I guess, out of his performance lately as a guy that you are going to have to rely on three more times if you're going to make the playoffs?
I think there's multiple factors, but more than anything else, we know this is a time of year where all pitchers are fatigued, and he's in an area right now he's never been in before. Number one, he was on a 5-day rotation for the first time in his career. Minor leagues just doesn't allow that anymore with Monday off all the time, so you're essentially on a 6-day rotation. So that takes its toll on him. I think the biggest telltale was really his fastball command. When he's missing up an arm side, that's a good sign of fatigue. And hopefully, we gave him those, I think it was 9 days total off. We just flipped him to the back of the rotation. That is the right thing to do for a guy at certain points of the season. But with that, often that first time back, there's a little bit of rust. So it's sort of one of those, you know, it's the right thing to do because you want to give the pitcher rest, but you also know on the backside, he gets a little bit out of rhythm. So hopefully this outing tonight will be more indicative of what we saw a majority of the year, being that it's his second time back after giving him extra rest. So, but more than anything, to answer your question, it's really the command of your fastball that you'll see will be off. And when that's off, that's a good sign of fatigue.
We're talking to JJ Piccolo here on Cody and Gold. Royals continuing their series against the Guardians tonight right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's On Deck show starts at 4:30. What do you make of your standing right now as a team heading into the final 19 games? Obviously, you guys know where you're at in the standings, three back. Just what's the feeling around the organization and around this team right now?
We're really proud of the way we're competing. You know, I know we're not squarely in the playoffs right now, but you know, I still think we're competing at a high level. When you look at the adversity that we've had this year that we didn't face last year, and speaking directly towards two injuries, particularly in our rotation, I think it's great that we're in this spot right now, three games out, with 18 to go. That's a tall order, but you know, a week or so ago, the Rays were out of it. Next thing you know, they're squarely in it. So, you know, the team that gets hot, the team that wins 6 out of 7, the team that wins 8 out of 10, you know, they're probably going to be the team that gets in and gets that third spot. Third spot meaning the sixth spot.
Sure.
But that's, you know, where we all are. I mean, it's a crowded bunch there. You know, Texas, I thought was, you know, going to fall out, and now they're back in it. So, you know, it's just going to be one of those things down to the wire. I think it's exciting. I think it's great baseball. It's honestly, it's playoff baseball for us right now. That's what it is. I mean, we're fighting to get in, but these games are huge. And when you look at the teams that we're playing, Cleveland right now, then we got Seattle after that, you know, they're the teams we're fighting with. So you can do a lot of damage in those series alone. Last night was a tough start, but it's a loss. You know, you move on to today and you pick up the pieces, and last night's over with. So it's, I think it's an exciting time. It's not ideal. We'd love to be, you know, locked in right now, but we're not, but we're still competing. And that's something that I think we should all look forward to.
JJ, if I had told you before the season, the guys you had missed, the amount of time missed by Reagans, Bubich, Lorenzen, Lugo, et cetera, out of the staff, where do you think you would have thought this team was? I mean, I know that's a hard thing to answer, but like you had expectations of like some presumed health. Where do you think you would have been?
Yeah, if they were healthy?
If you had known before the season you had missed this amount of time, what would your presumption have been about the season?
I would say we'd probably be fighting off 100 losses. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 60% of our rotation missing a ton of starts. But that's where I think our pitching coaches have done a great job. Noah Kammer's done a great job. The guys we got from San Diego, Bergert and Kolek, have done a tremendous job. So, you know, other things have fallen in place. But if you had told me in March that that's what we'd be fighting through, you know, I'd be pretty concerned. So no team. I think every team would feel the same way, regardless of how good your rotation may be. Any team that loses, you know, majority of a lot of starts, you know, from your top five is in trouble. So, you know, again, the guys have done a great job competing, picking up the pieces. It's the old next man up type of mentality. This is an opportunity for somebody else to establish themselves as a major league pitcher. And I think that Kolek, Bergert, and Noah Kammer have done that and give us a lot of reason to think we have a promising future with our starting pitching.
We'll ask you about the young guys here in just a second, but we were talking about Bobby and we're talking about the injured starting pitching. Cole Reagans obviously pitched 3 sharp innings. Any hope he'll make a start before the end of the regular season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a great start for him. He was 93-97. He punched out 7 3 innings. He was actually scheduled to go 40-45 pitches, and we expected that to be 2 innings, but it was 3 innings. So he was clearly very efficient with his strike throwing. So that was a great sign. You know, it's tempting. You know, he's going to pitch again on Friday in Omaha. It's tempting to just jump him right back in, but we want to do what's right for Cole. He's throwing aside tomorrow. We'll know a lot more about how he feels. But the plan right now is to have him go one more time in Omaha and then get him back in the rotation when we get back home. So it was a very, very promising outing on a lot of fronts. You know, there's a little bit of a sigh of relief that, okay, good, the velocity's there, he's healthy, but then there's also the promise of him being available for us headed into the last 2 weeks.
We're talking to JJ Piccolo here on 96.5 The Fan. I don't believe we've spoken since the September call-ups. I know a couple weeks ago you were asking kind of maybe what the thought process was. Now we know those call-ups were, of course, Caglione and Carter Jensen. What have you seen from each one of them to this point in time? I think fan expectation of how often they would play maybe was different, but just what has gone into that decision and how you guys are utilizing the two of them?
Well, they both have been really impressive. I think, I'll start with Cags. I mean, we know, what he needs to work on, and the at-bats that he's taken over the last two games in particular, that 13-pitch walk at home on Sunday was as good of an at-bat as you'll see in the big leagues or anywhere. And then to do it again yesterday shows a sign of maturity. An adjustment that he's made, a mental adjustment that he's made. And now when he does those types of things, now he's going to get some mistakes. Now he's going to start driving balls. And he's been a little bit unlucky. Even I'd say throughout the year, he's hit a lot of balls on the nose that have been hit right at people. And Carter's done a lot of the same. Now, Carter's DNA as a hitter is that he's never chased. He has been a guy that walked. I think what stands out here is he's doing it in the major leagues against major league pitchers, and just the composure that he's shown in the at-bats is hard not to notice. You would have no idea that these were his first major league at-bats. He looks like he's been hitting in the major leagues for 5 years. We know that every hitter is going to go through ups and downs, but the initial read for a player to be able to take what his strengths are in the minor leagues and to trust it and do it in the major leagues and try not to do too much is really a great sign of what type of hitter Carter Jensen is going to be in the future.
Jay, what's the reasoning behind not having him catch yet? Is it about overwhelming him at the big league level? Obviously, he's not really behind the dish much unless it's kind of in a late inning situation. Where are you guys there?
Yeah, I think the big thing is these games are very meaningful. And, we're already asking a lot of him to DH in games. But our pitchers have a level of comfort, obviously, with Salvi, but also with Luke Maley. I mean, the guy's an eight-year major league veteran and knows how to call a game. He's pretty much asked to catch once a week. So with this being crunch time, Salvi's catching 95% of the time. There's just a comfort that our pitchers have, number one, with Luke. And then the second thing is to ask Carter Jensen to call a game, prepare for a game, and to hit in a game is probably more than we care to do. It doesn't mean that he won't catch in any of the games coming up. It's just where we are right now. We feel like that three catcher tandem is more advantageous to use him the way we are than to try to throw something else at Carter right now. We're just being very cautious, but also Luke Maley's a viable backup catcher. He has been for a number of years.
Every player is different. I think we've talked to you about this. Just because one guy gets called up and a certain process or at least certain result doesn't mean that the process was incorrect. But do you guys look at maybe how other guys were handled, and does that impact your decision of maybe how you're handling Carter Jensen right now?
Other guys, meaning,
for example, looking at the catcher position, I think at one point in time, many years ago, with MJ Melendez, even obviously you guys didn't have him catch. You guys felt like ultimately you should focus on the outfield down the road. Does that lean into this decision?
No. Right now, I mean, the big difference between when other guys that have come up, young catchers come up, we weren't playing meaningful games. I mean, these are very, very meaningful games right now. So I think that's the biggest difference. If this was, June, we'd probably approach it differently. If we were 10 games out, we'd approach it differently. But we're square in the middle of this thing right now. And that affects how we're doing things with Carter as much as anything. I'm just happy he's getting in there and getting a chance to hit, because his offense can be impossible for us. Getting on base is a big part of his game, and that's what we need. So, past practices aren't influencing the current practices. It's more the situation that the team's in right now.
JJ Piccolo, Royals General Manager, joining us here on Cody and Gold. We'll check in a couple weeks. It'll be the final week of the regular season. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.